Hello.
Oh, hi, Edgar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, I'm good.
Good. I was following up. I'm in the cancellation department. I understand that you recently signed up and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Right.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, it's because we have another company. It's because I'm messed up, you know what I mean? Like, my wife got another company, and I thought it was your company.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you got
messed up.
Okay. I need to give you some options only because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to the $299 being a non-refundable amount. And that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation manual submission.
Okay. That's what you told me because, I got everything I did record everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So they is not refundable?
Yeah, it says that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature. So we have your e-signature with the timestamp and your IP address showing that you acknowledge that. So a couple of options that I want to give you because I don't know who your wife signed up with or what they're doing for you. But it said in one of the notes, I think when you and her spoke with Joyce, you were talking about, oh, we already have a website and we don't need your services. So if she acquired a website through another company, that has nothing to do with what we are doing for you because we sign up tons of businesses that already have websites. Because a website in and of itself is never going to bring you a new client, right? So what we specialize in is the exposure, making sure that Edgar Services is found front and center in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. So let's say that your wife went out and already started having a site built. Then that's great. You just let us know and we attach that site to all of the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that now that site is in a position to bring you clients, right? Because if not, it's like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. You know, nobody can hire you from it if they can't find it. So is that the case? She started with someone to put a website together or something like that?
Yeah.
So that doesn't have anything to do with our services. So, you know, we already purchased a website domain for you. So if you want us to, you know, build the site, we have edgardservices.net. So we already purchased that domain and we can obviously, you know, put the site on there for you. But, you know, you don't have to have a website in order to benefit from this program. The benefit of it is on the Google listing. You know, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that's where the value comes here.
The thing is, you know, like we're paying just one payment for the whole year. And right here, I'm paying like two. It's going to be like every single month. You know?
Right. So that's because it's a different service. So with the other company, they're putting a website together for you. So they're charging one price for the whole year because all it is launching a website, right? And that's not going to bring you a new client if it doesn't get exposure.
Can you give me just a minute?
Please, yeah, please. I'll talk to your wife too if you just need me.
Yeah, I'm not talking to her right now.
Please.
Okay. Yeah. We're trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have a second thought. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to get like, can you explain, to my wife what are you doing?
Of course.
Hi. I'm Christian.
Christian?
Hi. Yes, my name's Christian.
Oh, what a beautiful name. I love that. That's awesome. So it's usually Kristen, right? Not Christian. So that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. I always get confused because where I work, there's a nurse named Kristen. They call her Christian, and I'm like, no, my name's Christian.
Yeah, you're like, I'm the real one. I'm Kristen.
Yeah, no, I'm Kristen.
That's awesome. Well, it's nice to meet you. My name's Tina. And I was telling your husband that if you had acquired a company to buy a website or to build a website, then that has nothing to do with what our service is. Because what we do is we would optimize Edgar services to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. As a side note, that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. So what I was suggesting to him is if you already have a website in the making, we can absolutely attach that website once it's live to all the listings and then optimize them to show on the first page. So now the site would be in a position to actually bring you clients. Because if not, you know, it becomes like a billboard out in the desert. Nobody can ever hire you off of it if they can't find it, right?
So you'll take care of the exposure.
Exactly. So in addition to the first page listing on Google and Bing, we will submit you to some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. So most people don't realize this, but that's a different search result completely. So once we submit Edgar services to the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice activated devices such as Alexa, you know, and that's a huge market that you're able to capitalize on. And then we do Facebook advertising as well. Now, we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has a premier partnership with Google. And because of that partnership, they do allow us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. Okay? And it's really cool how it works because you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So, you know, it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Okay, got it. And I have a question. I'm sorry, and I was just wondering because I don't know what is the name of this company or what is it?
Oh,
is
we're local,
Google, right?
localsplash.com. So Google will never call you for optimization on the first page. They always use a third party, which is what our company is. But what you could get directly from Google is the pay-per-click ads, but I don't think you would like them because they're very, very expensive. And they're more conducive to a big corporation that has, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They're not really beneficial for a, you know, small to mid-sized business. This is the program that will bring you a lot more clients coming from your local backyard, you know, because there is a book of business in your backyard that right now is slipping through your fingers because you guys have a weak internet presence, right? And this is something that's going to fix that for you, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing with new clients.
Gotcha. So his information is already in there, correct? Like what you're saying, is this like a website type or is this the, so,
well,
yeah, because I was just a little bit confused because I didn't know, you know, does he have, you said there's a detailed tracking system.
Absolutely.
And then I know he has all that information. Yes.
Yeah, so if, let's say that you can back out of that website that you have in the works with the other company, we can put a website up for you and include it free of charge. We typically charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but I know that when they signed you up, they put a note in here that if you need a website, they would include it. We already purchased the domain for that site, which is edgarservices.net. So, you know, I don't know what the agreement is with the other company or how far they got into it. But if you wanted to, you know, save a little bit of money there, we could create the site for you as well. But let's say that you already had a site and you loved it and you wanted to promote that, then what people do is they just give us the web address and then we, you know, add it to all of the listings. And then optimize the listings on the first page so that now you're getting the exposure that you need to the site.
Okay, gotcha. No, so what I did was purchase, I mean, I didn't like, work on the site yet. You know, I'm pretty sure you know what Wix stuff.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So what I did
was
go ahead and got that plan and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this site and just try it, you know, it's like 200 something per year. So I ended up purchasing that, but I haven't had time to put it together, put in all the pictures, reviews and stuff like that. And I was planning to do that. So, but I'm thinking that's going to take some time and I know everything takes time. And
I haven't had the time to do it. Yep, that's the number one reason of businesses that we talk to that when we reach out to them that they don't have a site is, you know, sometimes a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months and pretty soon they don't have time to put it together because when you think about it, who wants to take the time to do that stuff, you know? So let's say that you already purchased the domain through Wix and you want to build our site on your domain, we can do that too. So that way you wouldn't have to worry about it. And the difference between our websites and a Wix website is that our sites are highly rankable and they're built by the Google certified technicians. So sometimes people will put, you know, a site together through Wix and it looks beautiful, but they put something in there that throws up a red flag to the search engines and then those sites never ever get ranked, right? So we, you know, because we are the best of the best in the industry and our technicians are all experts, we put the highly rankable sites together for you so that now they're in the position to bring you business. And what I would recommend is if you already have the domain through Wix, is just, you know, let us know what it is with the username and password, and then we can build our site on your domain. Do you want me to send you a sample site so you can see it? I can text it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let me, I'm going to send you a sample site right now for a landscaping company, but keep in mind yours is going to be built for your industry. But it'll be a similar template, but everything else on there is customizable, meaning we can change the colors, we can change the font, we can, you know, change the layout to some extent, but it
and
will
be. And you're saying that this, so if you're telling me that this edgarservices.net comes with a domain that comes with the website comes with it. I mean, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, they already purchased that domain for you, which is great. So what I would recommend, too, is we're going to put the site together and put some stock photos up there just so that our objective is to get it up and running so that we can get you guys on the first page. But also keep in mind, Christian, everything on the website is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package as far as revisions go. So let's say that, you know, 2 weeks from now you have an excellent before and after photo of some work that he did. Absolutely get that over to us because we would update it on your website. And I always tell people, you know, the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. So by all means, even if you have like a folder with pictures in it now, you could send that to us and we'll put them up on the site from the get-go. But if not, we'll just use stock photos initially. And then as you send us, you know, content, we'll be adding it as it comes along. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'm so glad that it worked out for both of you. And if you have any questions moving forward, just feel free to call me. My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. Okay. Also, I'll have James reach back out to you today. He was calling earlier to set up a call tracking number. And what that is they're going to purchase a brand new 972 area code number. And when people call it, mm-hmm. it's going to forward over to this number ending in 9931. And it has two benefits. Mm-hmm. The first benefit is it will help you alleviate some spam callers because some of those spam callers mm-hmm. are computer generated. So we're going to put a press mm-hmm. one, press two greeting on there. Like, you know, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Each option will still forward over to you. But if they're a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's mm-hmm. an actual client on the other line, okay? And then the second benefit is that all the calls that come in through that number, they would be recorded and mm-hmm. stored on your dashboard under the Leads tab so that you can go in and, you know, check on them for quality assurance and even track the amount of calls that you're getting through the campaign.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So
okay.
I will just need like a walkthrough, and that's with James, right? Or Daniel. What's his name? Daniel, the one that talks to him.
Daniel signs you up. He doesn't do the technical setting everything up. It would be James or another person in customer support. Those are the ones that are real techie. They're the ones that are going to call you and go through, you know, setting up the program. There's one step that probably is going to be very, very important, and it's an email that was sent you guys on November 15th when you first signed up. I'm going to resend the email just so you don't have to go through them. But it says action needed, pictures for Google verification. Okay. So what that is that Google will protect you and Edgar as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So on that email, it's going to say, you know, send over a business license or a business registration or an invoice with your address on it or a work vehicle with tools, right? So you don't have to send all seven items that are listed on that email. Let's say that you only have two of the seven. No problem. Just send us what you have, and that will help us get you verified with Google and solidify that you're an actual business in the area so that they'll publish you, okay?
Okay, so the link that you just sent me right now, that's the one that, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I just resent that email. It says action needed, pictures for Google verification. So you can just use that link, and it will show you how to upload those photos, and then that way we have them so that when Google's requesting them, you get verified and published in a timely manner rather than having like a holdup on your account because everybody's waiting for pictures. You know, it's better to kind of be proactive and get that done, you know, sooner rather than later.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll do that and we'll start working on that. I'll go ahead and accept the offer. We're going to go ahead and accept it. I was just a little bit confused because I didn't know what it was when I told him about the site. And I think he thought it was the same kind of within the same, you know, I guess he misunderstood me.
I understand. No problem. What were you saying, Christian?
Okay, so I'm trying to sign in the link that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just telling me to sign in. Local
okay,
slash.com.
Yeah, if you go to localsplash.com, you'll see a link, a prompt up at the top that says sign in or log in. Unless you went to my.localsplash. It's right next to the Get Started button. There's a Get Started button in orange, and right next to it, there's a login.
Actually,
yeah,
let me show you.
Yeah.
Give me
show you.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
send you.
I've got it over here.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Oh, you're trying to log me in. Yes, he has the pass. He has all that information.
Good. Okay, yeah, because once he logs in, Christian, there's going to be some tabs at the top that say Home, Leads, Google Insights. Just go to the very last tab that says Business Info, and that's the tab that you can upload pictures. So when you get to that Business Info tab, you just scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see where you can upload those photos.
At pictures. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you already got there. Good. Excellent. Okay, and then refer to that email so you know what pictures they're looking for, but it's pretty simple. It's just a business license or insurance or, you know, pictures of the work vehicle, whatever you have to solidify that you're a real business in the area, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to both of you, and stand by for James. I'm going to send him the message to contact you shortly to help you get that call tracking number set up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, excellent. Okay, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you for explaining, Tina.
No problem, Christian. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.